is right. The divine call of light. The novel morning bright. The divine insight. The eternal countdown begins. The brave heart wins.
Unfathomable sea, whose waves are years, ocean of time, whose waters of deep woe are brackish with the salt of human tears, thou shoreless flood, which in thy ebb and flow claspeth the limits of mortality, and sick of prey, yet howling on for more, vomitest thy wrecks on its inhospitable shore. Treacherous in calm and terrible in storm, who shall put forth on thee, O unfathomable sea? The poet is comparing time with ocean. And it is unfathomable. It's very difficult to understand, very difficult to measure. Unfathomable sea, whose waves are years. If time is the ocean, the waves are years. But the poet is seeing the darker side of human life. The waters of this ocean is filled with tears of human sorrow. They are brackish, they are salty, and the shores are unlimited. And the ups and downs of this ocean, they are clasping the limits of mortality. And this ocean is so hungry, and it wants more, and it vomits the debris, the wrecks of its inhospitable shore, on its inhospitable shore. This ocean is very, very deceptive. It's extremely treacherous. It is terrible. And at last, he says, who will dare to travel on you? O unfathomable sea, who shall put forth on thee? The poet Shelley is comparing time with ocean. The waves are ears, and the water is the tears, and this ocean is very deceptive in nature. It's very terrible during storms. And at last he says, who will venture? Who will muster up courage to venture on this terrible journey? This is a very beautiful comparison. If we see the confluence age, the time, this time is also an ocean. But there poet says, the ocean is filled with salty water. Confluence age is also ocean. But here there is joy. Here there is happiness. There is bliss every moment. There the ocean is deceptive. Here the ocean gives blessings. Every moment, every wave, every tide, every ebb, everything is joy. His destiny is unfolding here. Every path is dancing with each wave. This divine ocean is filled with pearls. On this ocean there are divine signals. They are unshakable supports. The ebb and tide. It is enthusiasm. The ebb is of colors. There is flight of birds. The waves are playful. The horizon is infinite. The light is endless. The ocean is tranquil. See, this confluence aged ocean is a treasure. Every wave is so playful here. Hidden gifts lie in the depths. The call of the new age arrives. The conch resounds again and again. The love of the confluence ocean is received. Pearls shower. Gems emerge. Love spreads. Blessings overflow. The endless calling. The boundless joy. Knowledge as the fountain. A new world. Leher leher. Wave by wave. Prahar prahar. Every moment by moment. Nikhar nikhar. Polishing again and again. Ubhar ubhar. Rising again and again. O confluence ocean, it fills the pot of the heart. Destiny unfolds on attaining it. Every path dances with each wave. This divine ocean is filled with pearls. Time is ocean. Every wave, every moment, every tide, every rise, every fall is enjoyment. That's why the awareness must increase. Where I am, what I am, which is this time. So today, we are entering into day 6 of this short series, Karmatit Awareness, karmatit consciousness. The more you move towards perfection, your awareness should sharpen. A new driver can afford to scratch the car, but an expert driver would be very careful, very precise. Suppose a pilot commits a small mistake, the result is crash. A small mistake. So, the karmatit countdown, closing the account. Day 6, now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. Deep concern, dhun. It's not anxiety, it's not fear. It is attention. Understand the deep philosophy of karma. Baba is saying, understand the deep philosophy of karma. Karma is not what you do. Karma is the thought before the act. Karma is the intention before the act. Karma is the awareness before the act. Action is just one part of the karma. The thought is karma. That is going before the action. The intention is karma. That is going before, behind the karma. The awareness is karma. That is preceding the karma. So Baba says, understand the deep philosophy, karma gati. Be trikaldarshi before you perform any action. Trikaldarshi means three. Three means three. Kal means time. So past, present, future. Why I am doing this? What are the consequences? And what is the intention? What is the intention behind doing? With what consciousness I do? And what are the consequences? So these are the three things. Past, present and future. So Trikaldarshi means before every action you pause. Slow down. This pause is Trikaldarshi awareness. So Trikaldarshi means three things. First, why I am doing this. Second, with what consciousness I do this. And third, what are the result, consequences, effect. Every action leaves the trace. The residue. For only then you will be able to become karmatit. So understand the deep philosophy of karma. Be trikaldarshi before you perform any action. For only then you will be able to become karmatit. If you make even trivial mistakes, small mistakes in your thoughts, then those who create those two create a very severe karmic account. Hisab, kitab. Even small mistakes. Suppose there is a small leak in the dam. The result would be flood. If suppose there is a very small hole in a boat, the boat will get capsized. For a newcomer, it is okay. For example, in the operation theater, a new doctor comes and it is his first surgery and he is assisting the senior doctor. Even if he commits some mistake, seniors are around to cover. He can be forgiven, but one who is expert, one who is senior, he is responsible. He cannot afford to commit mistakes. That's why Baba says, in the initial stages it is okay, but now you are reaching perfection. It is not just about guilt. It's not even about punishment. It's about awareness. It's about refinement. It's about inner alignment. You cannot be careless. For example, an archer. If he is careless, he will just shoot. But an expert archer, he pauses. He sees the wind. He sees the inner stability. He sees the target. And then he shoots the arrow. So there is a difference between a mature archer and an expert archer. And the difference is in the level of consciousness. The difference is in the level of awareness. And this awareness should be updated. There are different levels of learning. Zero level of learning, then level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, level 5, level 6, level 7. The zero level of learning is just listening, writing, and there is no implementation. The direction is not there. They are newcomers, first timers. They don't want to update the knowledge. They just follow traditions. The mob mentality. Whatever is taught, they just follow. They don't want to investigate. They don't want to understand. They don't want to see the knowledge is getting updated every now and then. If God comes now, He will not say the same Murli what He said 10 years back. With time, everything needs upgradation. With circumstances, everything needs upgradation. So that's a zero level of learning. You take the Murli and you learn it by heart. That is zero level. Because you are just following what others told you. There is no thinking, there is no churning. There is no Parivartan, transformation also. Then there is a level 1 learning. There is a direction. If you go to Africa, the trees are very tall there. Why? In African jungle, Amazon, African jungle, trees are very tall. No. Sunlight is missing. So they have to grow very tall to reach the sunlight. So direction is there, but they just have to go anywhere. But unconscious awareness is there. They just want to grow because they want to catch the sun. The trees are very, very big, long, tall trees. So that's the second level of learning. Where you want to reach, but where you want to go, you don't know. Rest of the levels we will see in future classes. This is zero level. And if you see, we all are at zero level of learning. Zero. Some are at minus level also. Zero level means to come to go in the Murli class, sit, write down notes, close the book, and that's it. No churning, no understanding, no upgradation, nothing. It's a parrot-like reading. It is not creating any upheaval. So Baba is saying, even if you make even trivial mistakes now, even at the level of your thought, that will create a very severe karmic account. That is why you must consider even a small mistake to be a big mistake. Suppose somebody is wearing white cloth. Even if there is a small speck of dust or stain, it will be visible. If it is a dark cloth, it will cover. Karmatit consciousness is white cloth consciousness. It's a journey of refinement. Now you cannot commit the same mistakes, the same blunders, the same carelessness. The awareness should sharpen. The attention should increase. The mindfulness should increase. Now you cannot say that I was confused. You cannot say I did not know. Because you are now coming close to your perfect stage. So karmatit consciousness means to become Trikaldarshi. Open the book and write the word Trikaldarshi. Cut the cake. Write like this. Tri, then Kal, and then Darshi. Even in Hindi, Tri, Kal, and Darshi. Darshi means one who sees. Tri means three. Kal means time. So before you do anything, pause. This pause is Trikaldarshi awareness. Initially, whenever you do anything new, it's difficult. If I tell you, use your non-dominant hand to write this word Trikaldarshi. Those who are right-handed, write with left hand now. Trikaldarshi, write with left hand. Those who are left-handed, write with right hand. So if you write it for the first time, it will be difficult. But if you practice every day, there are people who write with both hands. With practice, everything is possible. So also, to become Trikaldarshi is just like writing with non-dominant hand. Difficult. Because we are all impulsive. We just act without thinking. Somebody irritates you, you want to answer back. Somebody disturbs you, somebody distracts you. The immediate tendency is tit for tat. Wait. Why I do this? What is the intention? What is the awareness? Second, what is the consciousness? And the third, what is the consequence, the result of this action? So it's an ongoing journey. It's a journey of refinement. And if you make a mistake, don't punish yourself or let there be no guilt consciousness. Take it as learning. Okay. Yeah. Take it as learning. Every mistake is a teacher in disguise. Don't shout at yourself, oh, why I did this. Don't feel unhappy, why I did this. I should not have done. Oh, guilt. I am such a terrible person. No. See them, watch them, learn from them, and move ahead. So, Trikaldarshi. It's a very beautiful word. Knower of the three aspects of time. You know everything. आदि मध्य अंत. एंड व्हेन एवरी एक्शन इज इन विथ इन अलाइनमेंट यू विल रिजॉइस. देयर विल नॉट बी एनी कंफ्यूजन. यू विल नॉट गेट डिस्ट्रैक्टेड व्हाट पीपल से. अ मैन वॉज कॉट इन वन सिटी and he was rebellious. This man used to go from one place to another and he would say, oh, these are fools, these philosophers, they don't know anything. He was out and out heretic. So he was caught by king. He was brought in the court. The king said, speak now. He said, bring a pen and paper. And there were all the wise and intellectual people sitting. And he said, give to all of them. And all of them took. And he told them, write down, what is bread? What is bread? The first wise man wrote, bread is food. The second wise man wrote, bread is baked dough. The third wise man wrote, bread is nutrition. The fourth one wrote, it's gift of God. The sixth one wrote, it depends on how you are asking the question. Another person wrote, it is very tasty. And the last person wrote, it's very difficult to say what is bread. So this man said to the king, look at your wise people. They cannot agree on the definition of bread and they say that I am wrong. They can't agree on this simple definition. They have so many different definitions just of bread. Somebody is saying this and you say that I am wrong. So who will decide who is right and who is wrong? Which karma is right and which karma is wrong? The ultimate decision maker is your conscience. How do I decide what is wrong? What should be done, what should not be done? What is correct, what is incorrect? So the most important parameter is just pause and check. What is the result? Happiness, unhappiness, confusion or confidence? After doing something, if you feel confused, probably you have gone astray, something wrong. Let every moment of this confluence age become joy, become happiness. So understand the deep philosophy of karma first, become Trikaldarshi. And even trivial mistakes now, in your thought crimes, then these two create a very severe karmic account. I have not done anything wrong to anybody, but I thought wrong about somebody. Even that creates the bond. That is why you must consider even a small mistake to be a big mistake. So just increase this awareness today. The time of confluence age is also like ocean, as Percy C. Shelley is saying. The time is ocean. So I was thinking, yes, this time of confluence age is also like ocean. Leher leher nache har dagar. Every destiny is unfolding. Every path is dancing with each wave. The divine ocean is filled with pearls. ज्वार उमंग भाटा बहुरंग उड़ान विहंग मचलती तरंग. एवरी वेव इज लाइक प्लेफुल. देर इज अ फ्लाइट ऑफ बर्ड्स. देर इज एब ऑफ मेनी कलर्स. द टाइड ऑफ एंथुसियाज्म अवर ब्लेस्ड फॉर्च्यून. सो थिंक एज इफ दिस एंटायर कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज इज लाइक अ ओशन एंड आई एम स्विमिंग इन दिस ओशन. And there is joy, and there is happiness, and there is sun. You have seen the fish, how happy they are in ocean. How they jump, how they dance. So become the dancing fish of consciousness. Om Shanti.
The time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins. The brave heart wins.